Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jaffer, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day. Because we are now upon the Eid or approaching the day of Eid, it behooves us to understand and remind ourselves of the etiquette of the day of Eid. And so we look at a hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, in which it is reported that he said, من صام رمضان وختمه بصدقة وغدا إلى المصلى بالغسل رجع مغفورا له. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan and ends it by giving some charity and then he goes to the mosque with ghusl after taking a bath, he will come back from the prayers, from the Eid prayers, having been forgiven for his sins. One of the greatest blessings that a believer can attain in the month of Ramadan is forgiveness for sins. And as such, we need to realize that if we have not been able to seek forgiveness from Allah and gain forgiveness from our sins, then even if today is for us the day of Eid, there is still one last hope. And that is based on this beautiful hadith of the Prophet, where he says that if we have fasted in the month of Ramadan, then on this day of Eid, we need to first give sadaqah and charity. To end our fasts, we end it with charity. And then we perform the ritual bathing known as ghusl before going to the masjid to offer the Eid prayers. And if we do all these things following the etiquette that has been outlined in this hadith, then when we come back after the Eid prayers, we will have come back having been forgiven for all our sins. So, gaining forgiveness for sins is the best achievement for believers in the month of Ramadan. So we still have a last opportunity to seek forgiveness for our sins. Then inshallah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive our sins. And when we come back from the mosque, we will have come back having been forgiven for our sins inshallah. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jaffer, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.